Okay, everybody, we're on page 17. Question 28. Vayesug is a Gemara b'Yuma. We have the Gemara in Yuma about if there's a psul that happened to the Kohen Gadol and they appointed another Kohen Gadol. So then, and then he gets better. So what do we do? So the Gemara says, Rishon Chozer Lavadoso. That the Rishon could go back to his official, you know, original position. And but Shani, Kol Mitzvos Kehuna Olav. Divrei Reb Meir. But Rabbi Yossi Omer Rishon Chozer Vadotzer Sheino Eino Roy Lol Kohen Gadol Lol Kohen Hedyot. And the other sheet says that no, the first one could go back, and the other one is not Roy to do anything for Kahuna Gadola or even a Kahuna, regular Kahuna. So the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva. And Kohen Hedyot Mishum Malim HaKodesh V'lo Morid. Because he was already a Kohen Gadol, he can't be. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Ki Rav Yossi. Right? The Halacha is like Rav Yossi, that Rishon Chozer Lavadoso. And Sheini can't even be a Kohen. Can't even do the avodah of Kohen Hedyot. Obviously, he's still a Kohen. He can't be Matama Lamesim and stuff like that in terms of his service in the Mikdash. So Rav Yossi says, because Malim Kodesh Ve'Maridin, he doesn't do anything. So Tosis says, Kasha, Hilchas L'Mashicha, like when Mashiach comes, we should worry about this. Why? What's the relevance B'Zman Hazeh? So he's trying to give different answers to this question of what is the relevance B'Zman Hazeh? He says Nafkemina Afil B'Zman Hazeh LeVeibavol D'Isle Peri B'Davar K'Disa Hasum. The person was the leader, the president of the shul. The over machmas onus. In other words, and then he had to step down because achveis, he had a sickness or something like that. Now he gets better. Could he? She over her onus chozer l'saruso. So then this person, when he comes back, could return. Can go back to his srara after he gets better. Muzman hazeh lefarnes hamuna latzibur, ba'over machmas onus sheyover haonus chozer v'sarusov gam nogim kovod b'sheini. And then he quotes the Maaseh Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he could go back. I mean, he doesn't lose his srar, just like the Kohen Gadol. He has a psul, then he got his better, so he goes back. In other words, it was only temporary that he was unable to function as that, and then So it's not only a din of kahuna gadola, it's any type of, you know, srara that he was not able to perform, and now he could go back. Oh. So then we got into the Mordechai, question 30, about chazaka b'mitzvos. The Mordechai says, from Rabbeinu Maram Rutenberg, that if a person has a regilus on a certain mitzvah, like Gelila, something like that, Obesevet Harsheni, Iru Onus, and then he wasn't able, I guess he bought it. He bought this kibbutz. And then he, the next year he was poor, so he wasn't able to buy it. But he was the muchsak to always buy it. So then that's a chazaka. And if he couldn't buy it 1 year, so that it's an onus. But then the year comes again that he could buy it, then he has the first rights to buy it. Because, and then we're going to see soon, does that apply only to a cover that you bought, or even things that you just were doing and you didn't necessarily buy? So, then we went to the Shut Binyamin, and then there's another Mordechai that we saw that said that Yael Havdalah. So he says, whoever gives more money, in other words, who's going to supply the wine for Havdalah for the shul? So that was a kibbutz, to be able to supply the wine. So he says, whoever gives more. So it's mashma that there's no chazaka. So that's the stira they ask in these two Mordechais. Someone learned that the Mordechai holds some chazaka, but here it's referring to the next generation, which then he uses the Russian lo shaych yirusha b'mitzvahs. So that could mean that the person who was buying it no longer is alive, so then it doesn't necessarily go over to, in other words, his son doesn't get that schus necessarily. In other words, by mitzvahs. Whereas it could be by srara, that the son yarshins the srara. But by mitzvahs, just because you got the mitzvah, you know, of life. How did the Beata Rebbe, he has the chazaka to light the Madura in Meiron, in Lag BaOmer. But where did that come from? What?
Oh, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Was that Rusha or, I don't know. I was in his father's class here at YU. Behind the Rebbe's father, he used to teach here in YU. And he taught the Bible department. He was Rabbi Menachem Breyer. Yeah. What? At the end of YU, he used to live in the Heights. The Biana Rebbe. No, his father-in-law was the Rebbe, but then his son was the Rebbe. Right, in other words, was the father-in-law, he was in the Lower East Side, and then the...
grandfather
to grandson. Right, exactly, grandfather to grandson. Yeah, grandfather to grandson. He used to have, his nephew was in the shir here. Because his sister lives in Tina. This is Block. Is the Rebbe's sister. So these are the Binyamin. Okay, so then the Binyamin Zev. We were talking about the Binyamin Zev. So they had a community. There were 10 people. And there was only one Sefer Torah. So we had one Sefer Torah. So they used that Sefer Torah all the time. And then they finally were able to buy. So Reuven Sefer Torah. And finally, they bought, they had enough money to buy another Sefer Torah. So Reuven says, but it's, I have the chazaka of using my Sefer Torah. So, so the question is that correct? In other words, he claims that he has a chazaka, that his Sefer Torah was the Sefer Torah that's always been used. So, she's a... So that's what he wants to tie to. That he has a chazaka. So he says you should make it, so what should we do? So Binyamin says you make a pshara. He says, Hasa Tikar Basev Tor Shalah Hu Yachid Shavua Echad. Uvisheni Shnei Sefer Torahs Tzibur Shmulayim Yachzur Chalila Yikulo Mivnei Dache Sholom. So he says, so you make some type of pshara. But really, it's seemingly what? He has a chazaka. It's just Mishum Dache Sholom, then, you know, you can change off a little bit. So in 1 week you read often the Kara Sefer Torah Shal Hu Yochid Shavua Echad V'Shnei Sefer Torahs Tzibur Shvuayim V'Yachzur Chalila. So but it's mashmah that the Igaret Din is that he has a chazaka. He's right. He has a chazaka. And then they'll, you know, change off a little bit. But basically the first guy has the chazaka. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that Yochid Sheyesh Lo Sefer Torah V'Hefzi Kasha Tziva Kori Tomid V'Sefer Torah Shalo Yimhayo Tziva Sefer Torah Acheres Kishukharu B'Sholo Mikri Chazaka Masur Mishanos Yimlo Yolohem Sefer Torah Lo Mikri Chazaka Das Atzmi V'Cholak Al Binyamin Zev. Because Binyamin Zev says he has a Chazaka. It's just a nice thing to train off. But the Ramoa has his own independent opinion and says, no, that's not called a chazaka because we didn't have another Sefer Torah at that point. So since we didn't have a Sefer Torah originally, we only had one Sefer Torah, that's why we used it. Not because we were giving him any special rights. We didn't have another Sefer Torah. So the Binyamin Zev says, so what? He's, the bottom line is, it was his Sefer Torah. Yeah. So you can't change. And the Rabbi says, that's us, me, not that one. So that is the... So the Binyamin Zev seems to say that is a chazak, it's just we... And the Ramah says it's not a chazak at all. Because the Maisa, we only used it because there was no other Sefer Torah. Cholak al Binyamin Zev. So that's the Binyamin Zev. It says there is a chazakah. Ramah says there's not a chazakah. And Rav Avadi Yosef has a similar question about a parochas. What's the din about a parochas? Right, they had a parochas in the shul for a certain person. And then, all of a sudden, someone else gave another parochas. And so, lo and behold, he walks into shul, and there's a new parochas on there. So is that right? So he says they decided that the old parochas is going to be only for the weekdays, and the new parochas is for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the question is, you know, what's the story here? So first he starts off with Rav Yosef as a katzim chazaka b'mitzvahs. We saw that, you know, the Mordechai. And then we saw the Gemara in Yuma, that if the Kohen Gadol had carry, he became posel, so he can't be obeyed. But when he gets back, then he could. So there's a chazaka b'mitzvahs. And that's, you know, we see that in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a chazaka, there's a minion in your house, so you get to keep the minion. So there is chazaka b'mitzvahs. Yeah. So what do you say over here? And then the question is the other Mordechai arguing that says that you know, by Havdalah you can outbid him? So he continues, and he quotes the Ramah by the Sefer Torah, the Machlokes, the Binyamin Zev, and the Ramah. And then he discusses whether, you know, there's a chazaka by the Sefer Torah or not. And then he quotes the Binyamin Zev. So in the end, he says, what? That they could split it. L'man HaShalom. So then he advises to make some type of pshara. That's what the Binyamin Zev says, to make some type of pshara. But it seems like the Mikra Din, the Binyamin Zev really held lot. Like the, that there is a Chazaka. But he says it's a nice thing, you know, take turns. So then we get back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, where Rabbi Akiva Eiger discusses the idea of trying to merge two shuls, the Ashkenazim and the Polish. And the Polish, they had chazakas. And the Ashkenazim didn't necessarily. But now the Ashkenazim also say, we want to have Chazakas too. We talk about Tamayim Hutnu, my name Hustu, Ashkenazim Shekhan Lehebz Chuz, Liv Korbis Pavli. And obviously, if his people get Chazakas, that will take away some of the Polish Chazakas, because there's going to be overlap. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, that if you machzik in a mitzvah, we know the concept of, you know, the Mordechai, meaning Delila, is chazaka. Well, the Rivosh, by Srara, is chazakas. So Chor, they should have the Chazaka. So he says, Hasam Tomim Mispalim Bebeisu Gamkein, V'nodon Dezeh HaTfilah Shem Salkin Asob, V'zeh Nodon Zkusol Gamim Menu, V'adah Gam Beis HaKneset Yerushal V'adah HaTfilah. So could he mevater? What do we say that it has a chazaka? Because now they're merging the shuls. So and now there was the Polish people say, oh, we have chazakas. So now the German people are not going to get anything. So they want to get kibbutim also. But the Polish is saying, but we have chazakas. So then he comes and says the following. He discusses the Ramah about if you have a chacham who opened up Rav HaYosha Bir Lomed L'Rabim. So then someone else could start, he gives a daf yomi shir in the neighborhood, so now someone else wants to also give. So he could also give. Even though, say, the people who go to the daf yomi give him a little benefit, you know, they pay him a little, whatever, and now he's going to lose some people. So the Ramos says it doesn't matter. So what's the pshat? איך עזר בשום מצווה, מצווה זולת בדובר הרשוס בכובד ועלם? In other words, he's making a distinction between things that you buy from the community. Eicha zocha b'mitzvah zulas al yidei bechira. So he says, he says, L'zed nira on the bottom, we kavon acheres v'divei mari. Then the whole midi the mitzvah shu hefker lakol. V'shi yitzu litum as Hashem l'mo toru l'rabim, the sada gittin. There's something that anyone could do if they're qualified. They could teach, they could be sada gittin. So there's no chazaka. Because anyone can do these things. You see, Glila, the shul has to give out Glila. Because there's only one person can do Glila. But when you talk about Masada Gittin, so no one has to, you can, if you're qualified, you can put an ad in the shingle on your window that you're Masada Gittin. And they want to come to you, they come to you. They want to come to the other fellow, they come to the other fellow. You see, it's not given over by the tzibur, the seder gittin. So then there's no chazakas there. It could be maybe chazakas gvul if he makes his parnasa from that. And then someone else comes in and, like Rav Shechter said from Rav Moshe, you know, if it's ruinous competition, that now he's going to not have parnasa, because he made his parnasa from Cedar again, and there's just a certain amount of people that are getting divorced, and that, you know, so there's going to be someone else who starts to do Cedar again, so that's a different issue. But either way, he's going to diminish his parnasa. But it doesn't mean to the point that the other guy can't, you know, can't keep his head above water. So if it's in chazaka, so then the other guy doesn't have a right to do it at all. He can't take a penny away from me. But if it's midin, not midin chazaka, it's midin lat. Chazaka is gvul, so then it's only if he, you know, like Rosh Hashanah said for promotion, it's only if it's ruinous competition. So we did that. We did that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Let's see. So see. So he says that. So he makes a distinction between something that the Derech HaTzibur is to sell it. In other words, so when it comes to Cheskas Tefillah, who's davening for the Omelet, so then it has to be given over by the Tzibur. See, anyone can give a share. You're giving a share, now someone else wants to give a share. It's not that the Tzibur has to, but whoever's davening for the Omelet, that the Tzibur is, or somebody representing the Tzibur is going to give it over. So Rabbi Kiveg is saying that the concept of Chazaka B'mitzvahs is when something is given over by the tzibur. If it's not given over by the tzibur, so then what?
So then there's no chazaka, then that's the other of the Ramah, that anyone could get up and do it. So then he says, that's what I'm saying now, so what about the Ramah? Ramos, the two Ramos, right? Sakya Mari, Yerdes and Rish, and Hey, Pasak and Mari, who also Hagar Pasak to Rivash, Pashad of Erejvash is Al Mari, right? Because the Rivash says, that what? That if you were appointed to be the Rav of the Kehillah, so then that's it, you have a Chazaka. But then the other, so he says, so he says, the Ramos of the Marie and the Cholagol Rivash. The Marie Marie Rak Mestamish Piyachad Enum Vatal Gamech Has Kosho Shal Echad Mashenke Marie the Mikdlosa. So he says, so then he brings in the Sefer Torah case. Is there a Chazaka by Sefer Torah? So he says, in the case of the Bnei Ashkenaz and the Bnei Poland, so here, Leis Mosfeke, the Lohav Chazaka, Kevin the Gabi Ashkenaz, but Pidim, the Kachama, and Shehem, we're going to be the two lohuksuk. Because now that we're making a new shul, it's not that we're just taking the same people to a different location. Now we're joining two shuls together. So the fact that this guy was huksuk to be the Baal Tefila doesn't mean that that was only when the shul was alone. Now that they're combining the shuls, not. So therefore they have to reappoint. But the implication is that's only because they were combining two different kehillas together. So then the people from Poland who claimed that they were huksak already are not huksak, because now it's a new kehillah. So you're putting two different shuls, you're combining them together. You have your Odeya, Reish Mem Hei, is that in the previous packet, or is one of the, is it, or is it, you have the Reish Mem Hei? Or you just give me a Shulchan Aruch? I have it, it's on page 3, it's good. Because, he says, Misha Huxach L'Rav Be'ir, Afil Hefzik Ba'atzma Ezesror, E Morido. Because first he says, Rav HaYosha B'ir L'Lomid L'Rabim, that's the Tshuvas Mari Vail, Mari, or the Tshuvas Hadeshim. That if someone's teaching Torah, so someone else can also teach. Even though now he's going to get less Parnassa. But there's no Chazaka. But then, later on, he quotes the Rivash that Misha Huchsak L'Rab Be'ir Afilu Hechzik Ba'atzmo Be'ez Esrora Kein horidu migdulosu. So at first glance, Rabbi Kivayegi says it seems to be a stira, because he's saying that there's no chazaka by teaching Torah. Someone else could also teach. And then he says, he's saying over there, one person is giving a shear, the other person can also give a shear. There's no stira. So first he wants to make a distinction because the Shulchan passing by Galila, there is a chazaka. So he says derech hatzibur lemochran. Derech hatzibur is to give it. So therefore it's a chazaka. So he said, first he's saying only chazakas are only when the tzibur gave it over to him. So he says, like by davening, the tzibur gave it over to him. So it's milsa de tzibura, yesh lo chazaka. But so then he asks a question: how did the Yerodeh Pasuk Kimari, that a person's teaching Torah, someone else could, he's not considered muhsak, meaning it's not only him. And then he says, he passes like the Rivash, that if you were the Rav in the city, so that's it. So it seems that there is a chazaka. So first he wants to say the Rivash and the Mari are arguing, but it can't be because there are more quotes both of them. So he says the Mari is talking about l'shtamish b'yachad. They'll both give shir, so no one wants to take away the other one. But if you want to fire somebody, that's a different story. So that you can't do. So the first halach is because you're not firing anybody. And then he says maybe we can compare it to the Sefer Torah case, because maybe the first time that he started giving shir, there was no one else qualified in the community to give a shir. Just like when there's one Sefer Torah. The reason why we use this one Sefer Torah, we only had one Sefer Torah. But in our case, we know that this kaima chazaka b'mashal hosifu b'sfalu achem gam achas mi'atfilas shalosh yispala ache dal tfilas cheni b'sfalu b'yabrish lo hiyo gogum kubim v'yis kim tfar this kaima chazaka b'zvar elu rak was So it seems that from the Ramah, it seems that Misha Huchsach L'Rav Be'ir Afilu Hechzik Ba'atzmo Be'ezes Sarara Eimlar Horidu Migduloso. So he came into the community, he opened up a shul, and he's the Rav. So you can't misalik him. By a srara. But by mitzvahs, could be different. By mitzvahs, maybe it's only if you're given the mitzvah by the tzibur. So that's chazaka sheyeshima taina. Marie, the eni yochel la'akev alav. Haynu desfir leid, ein chazaka b'shum mitzvah mitzvahs, zulas, v'dover harshus, chove be'alma, v'hidim, v'gliel ha'im v'shem g'liyus, g'liknos v'atzibor. V'mchiris atzibor n'tzul, v'shukolecha m'sal d'zgusol, v'anashem g'il hektesh. V'vur, the ein chazaka b'mitzvah zulas al yidei b'chira. So chazak of mitzvahs means you bought it from the tzibur. The tzibur gave it to you. But when it comes to srara, that's a different thing. That even though the tzibur didn't necessarily give it to you. So that is the story here. So, but in case of his original question, with the two tzibors emerging, so then one has a chazaka, but that doesn't mean anything for the new people. Because it's two different kehilos, so then everyone, you have to start from scratch. That's when you're merging kehilos. Rabbi Kyle, you said you wanted to say a pshat
that there's a difference between when it's necessarily exclusive or not.
Right.
If it's necessarily exclusive, then we can say two people get to do the same thing.
Right.
But one of you shira and the other didn't happen.
Right. So there's room for more than one. There's room for more than one. And in the other case, see, the first case is give a shiur, so they can both give shiur. But the other case is to have one replace the other. Right, so then that you can't do that. No. Yeah, okay. But the question is, what if you, you see, the question that's asked is the case of the Eruv, that the person has a chazaka that they kept the Eruv in his house. So he says, you can't change it because of chashad, which the people think. So the question that's asked, so why isn't it, forget chashad, why don't you just say he has a chazaka? So could be that he just did it on his own, and it wasn't that the tzibur told him to do it. He just did it on his own. Then he told everyone that he did it on his own. So okay, so he did it. Fine. So now it was never given to him by the tzibur. So then, technically, maybe there wouldn't be a chazaka. But still, we don't change because of Darkei Shalom. But that's the question. If a person, you know, just did it on his own. He did it on his own, and he wasn't, not the deceiver appointed him. So then, so for Asrara, Ramah seems to say that it's still his. But if he's appointed, that's even better. Okay, tomorrow we'll finish up. We have to do the Maram Shik. So we'll do that tomorrow, and then we'll figure out what we should do on Sunday. And then Monday's the Bechina, and then we also have Shir on Monday. We're going to continue on with the new packets on Monday, Mezushim.